Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey.
Hi.
Happy Wednesday. Wait, Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
No,
Thursday.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you get so drunk yesterday for Cinco de Mayo? You forgot what day it is?
I was hoping today was Cinco de Mayo otra vez. That means one more time.
All over again.
No, I forgot it is Thursday.
We actually went out and celebrated a little Cinco de Mayo last afternoon.
Yeah.
Last afternoon.
Well, I said last.
Look at Booker, man.
I was going to say last evening, but that didn't make any sense because it was yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
But I had already committed to the word last,
so
I had to try to figure out
how
to get out of
that. I like it.
We went
still
out.
Still a little drunk, Sarah.
That's right.
Yeah, nothing says Cinco de Mayo at Irene's on West 6, huh? Booker, that's where Booker and I ended up.
We started at Tequiro Mucho.
Yeah,
Tequiro Mucho, which is great. I'm a big fan. I like that place.
It's real
cute.
Smart. Real smart tour. Like, it's great for us to go,
perfect,
for other people to come from out of town. It's so fun.
Very Instagrammy.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's
totally.
That's what a restaurant off West 6 should be.
Seriously. Yeah,
that's
filled
right.
with Instagrammable moments.
It was everything that we wanted and needed yesterday for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, and the food's good.
So, in case you don't know, it's behind what used to be Hutt's Hamburgers in West 6.
And it took over, what, Frank and Angie's?
Frank and Angie's, yeah.
That was weird being inside there, huh?
Mucho.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a back patio.
Right?
Oh, you didn't know?
Well, I didn't know at Frank and Angie's that people got seated out there back in the day.
Yeah,
I guess
me either.
I didn't know either. I'm like, you didn't know? I didn't know either.
Like, whenever I went to Frank and Angie's,
well, I would
on
always
West
6, sit inside.
Yeah.
So they turned it into a Mexican restaurant with a kitschy feel. It's all pink. Everything's pink. Everything
plates.
Is pink.
Pink napkins.
Even
pink.
The lines for the parking spots
pink.
are pink.
Are they really?
Yeah. I thought that was
God.
Pretty cool.
I didn't even notice.
Everything
awesome.
Is pink.
That's great.
They have a phone booth outside that's pink. Everything is pink. The tortillas are pink.
The music is great.
It's awesome.
Play is pink.
No, they don't, but that'd be funny.
Bro, that would be funny.
Oh, they have to get pink to come to that restaurant. They've had the chain smokers, but they have to
Wait, what?
What's that?
They've had the chain smokers?
Yeah, well, the chain smokers have a tequila.
And they came and took
and
pictures
out.
Outside the photo booth.
Because their tequila was being served
like a month ago.
Tequila Mucho.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they didn't perform. Yeah. They just took pictures in front of the photo booth.
I mean,
what photo booth?
The same photo booth we took pictures in front
phone?
Of.
The phone booth?
Yeah, phone booth, sorry.
Yeah.
Photo booth, phone
but
booth.
Let me tell you this, though. When chain smokers roll up to some bar or something,
Like, you saw documented evidence
Booker,
that the chain smokers
Booker, we talked about, we had
you.
A whole conversation
I don't know,
about
I don't
this
believe
yesterday.
No, Booker.
Until I see evidence, I won't believe it.
What is that evidence?
When I scheduled it.
I'm showing him the pictures on Tequiro
Mucho's
Instagram
that?
Page. You want more evidence?
No. Nope,
we also took a picture in front of this.
Yep,
this is why we took this picture, because the chain smokers did.
And Booker, when I was scheduling where we were going to go for Cinco de Mayo, I remember I said, hey, good enough for chain smokers, good enough for me.
Yeah, okay. I heard you say that. I just didn't understand.
Yeah, bro.
We all took a picture. picture in front of the phone, and we did it because we copied the Chainsmokers.
I thought we did it because we were taking a Waiting by the Phone promo pic.
We were copying
featuring the Chainsmokers.
Yes, featuring the Chainsmokers.
Oh, wow. How about that? Well, if you're feeling a little off today, maybe you should go hit up some of those nurses that are celebrating National Nurses Day today.
Yes, thank you.
Today, we all raise awareness for all the nurses' contributions and commitments and acknowledge the vital role nurses play in society.
Absolutely.
We've always appreciated and love nurses, never before than over the course of the last year plus. So thank you, nurses. Mm-hmm. We raise a toast for you today.
Cheers.
From Pink Margaritas, in your honor.
From
Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The artist, now formerly known as Diddy and about 200 other things, is once again changing his name with his new middle name, which is Love. His name is now Sean Love Combs. I like it. It would be funny if it was Sean Love Honeycombs, but I think it's pretty good.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I have two teenage stepdaughters. So curfew is a thing in our house, and they're both actually really good. We have a Nest camera, which is the same as the Ring camera. So it's real hard for them to be past curfew because I can go to sleep, but I can see if they
what
hit
time
curfew
they,
or not,
that's right,
based off when they walk through the door.
That's so nice, isn't it?
Oh,
you know
God.
What? Technology is so great unless you're a kid.
Oh, they can't
or
do
a teenager.
Anything.
You can't do anything wrong anymore because they know. Parents know everything.
No, my cousin used to sneak out of her room. My brother used to sneak out of his room go down the street and hang out with friends. You can't, and I feel a little bad that they can't do that anymore, but they can't do that anymore.
Can't do that. We always know where you are. We track my iPhone.
Well,
and
technology's the bad person now. Like, you're not the bad guy. You're not the bad guy. Technology
Sure. It's great. Like, as a teen, you love these advances of technology, but unless you're trying to do something shady.
Yeah. Well, and it's weird now being in this. I never had a curfew because I was always in bed promptly by 10 because my body just gave out. And so my parents would always joke, no, you should stay out. Stay out late. Go have fun. Be a teenager.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
They encourage you to go out?
They're like, we would love for you to stay out one night.
I'm not surprised.
No.
I'm not surprised.
Bob and Susan were trying to make baby number 3.
No, they definitely weren't.
Dude.
They were just trying to make sure they had what they perceived as a normal kid who was having fun.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense.
But right now with the two teenagers, of course, they're really good, but it is stressful when they'll ask for, hey, can I stay out 30 minutes later? And I don't really know what my answer should be. No, never. Curfew. It's so important.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either.
But I don't know what the question was. Somebody was talking about curfew on Facebook the other day, and somebody shared a story of what their parents used to do to make sure they never missed curfew. It was the most genius thing I'd ever heard in my entire life. Are you ready for this?
All right, go ahead.
It was amazing. His parents would set an alarm outside their bedroom. So if his curfew was midnight, that alarm was going to go off on midnight. And if he was not home in time to
shut off the alarm.
If he was not home in time to shut off that alarm, they got woken up.
Oh, that is so good.
So you're like, I got to go home or I'm about to get my butt kicked by my parents because they're going to wake up.
Wow. That's genius.
That is like the most baller parent move ever.
Yes. Now the trick is getting home at like 11:55 or whatever, turning off the alarm
and then getting back out again for another hour or two. It really is amazing though. Teenagers like ours, let's say their curfew is midnight. I don't know how they do it, but they come in like clockwork, 11:59:40. Like, I mean, they squeeze out every
little second.
Did
you ever have a curfew, Alex?
I don't think I had like a lockdown like to midnight. It was kind of like just get home. But see, on the other hand, my parents were like, let them know when I got home. Whereas like, you know, Sarah, you said you read that person
that had
an alarm installed so that it would ring and not wake up the parents. My parents wanted to know when I got home. So if I got home at midnight, my mom would want me to go in the room and say, hey, I'm home. Good night.
Got it.
And
she's
still like that to this day. Anytime I go back and stay at home.
So
like
if you leave, you have to tell her, hey, I'm home.
Yep.
Yeah. See, my mom was a police officer, so I had zero latitude.
Oh, man.
And because I was an only child, she was just really, really protective of me. And I never got to do any of the things that other high schoolers do. I never got to go to parties. I never stayed the night with friends. Any of that.
Oh,
I was in bed. How about this? on weeknights by 8 p.m.
Whoa.
9 p.m. on the weekends.
Are you, Brad Booker was asleep by 9?
Well, I'm not saying I was asleep. That's just what time I was in bed.
When did Party Brad Booker come out?
Party Brad Booker didn't come out until I was in my 20s, until I was on my own.
Right. Wow. You couldn't do it.
And I couldn't do anything, so I revolted and just went crazy. You know, that's why I think it's so important as a parent that you give your kids a little bit of that latitude and let them do some things. And let them do it in your protection, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or else they turn out like you.
Unless they turn out like exactly. Who wants a kid like me?
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Someone in Wisconsin just filed a lawsuit claiming that bagel bites do not contain real cheese or tomato sauce. Mm. I guess they missed the authentic mini pizza bagels that grandma brought back from the old country.
Have you ever heard of Venmoing wedding gifts?
No, that's tacky.
Well, yeah?
You have?
I think I kind of did it.
You did?
Bro.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. Jeez. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. Victoria is complaining about Venmoing wedding gifts. Apparently this is a new thing, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, over COVID, I just saw like a ton of people doing it, just Venmoing money straight to the bride as their wedding gift.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I feel like people are still doing it now that things are opening up more. And it's not, I don't want to, like, if I was having a wedding, I wouldn't want to be Venmoed. So I don't know if this is still a thing, if this is going to be a thing.
Why? Tell me why you would not want to be Venmoed.
I just feel like it's kind of informal. Like, it takes away from... Yeah.
Well, that is certainly true. I mean, part of getting married is your guest giving you something that is personal and means something to you. So that way, every time you look at that fine china or
that white plate from Cream Barrel,
it's something you can hold, though.
Yeah, but you're going to, like, for instance.
Yeah.
If I give you $20 and you go and buy something with it, you're never going to associate that to me.
No, false.
False.
Exactly.
False.
Why?
Okay, so for my wedding.
Yeah.
I am someone who already has everything because, you know, I'm 40. So it's not like I need dishes, right? You know, I've accumulated stuff. My husband's older. So, of course, he had a whole full house of stuff. We didn't need anything.
Okay.
But my mom was like, you have to let people give you gifts because I have given gifts to every human under the sun.
They
own me. Okay.
That's funny.
Really what it came down to.
I love that.
And I was like, well, I don't need to register for anything. So we didn't do Venmo, but when you go on some of these wedding websites, I think we use Zola.
Mm-hmm.
It basically is Venmo.
Yeah,
and we were like,
different. Send
us money for me unbachelorizing my husband's house. And so, for example, my friend Lauren and Aub gave us money. And I went out and bought planters for our house that are in the front of our house. And
then
I took a picture of them and I was like, here's what I used your money for.
All right, well, Alex and I both sent you money. What did you do with that money?
Went towards the bedding.
Oh.
Well, that's what's up.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
When she's laying there, she's thinking of us, bro.
I'm in. Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
601 days. 601 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long it's been since we have had professional baseball in Austin/Round Rock.
Wow.
That's crazy, dude.
Because obviously missing out on the 2020 season due to the COVID pandemic, minor league baseball did not happen in Round Rock at Dell Diamond, but it's back tonight.
Yeah.
The Round Rock Express will host Oklahoma City in a delayed 2021 opener, and we couldn't be any more excited. The pandemic not only caused all of last season to be canceled, it also delayed the start of this season by around a month. Now, they were still using Dell Diamond as a, it's interesting, it was a pandemic-born concept to keep 28 players in shape, so they would hold exhibition games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they've kind of been playing games without people in the stands to make sure that everybody was ready just in case they were called up to the Texas Rangers, which I know you might be saying, Texas Rangers, I thought that the Round Rock Express were the minor league for the Houston Astros. Well, that's another thing that changed during the pandemic.
Yeah, I forgot.
We switched on over. Affiliation swap from Astros to Rangers happened as team founder Reed Ryan returned to the club as CEO of Ryan Sanders Sports and Entertainment, which owns the team. There are about 6,000 tickets sold for the season opener. So there are tickets available. The Oklahoma City Dodgers will take on the Round Rock Express tonight. Dell Diamond, 7:05, and fireworks after the game.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons just released their data from last year. And can you guys guess what the most popular procedure was during the pandemic?
What, does lip injections count?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a procedure, right? Yeah. But no, that's not it. Guys, butt implants.
Butt implants,
wow.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? There was a 22% rise compared to the year before.
Wow. Quite an inflation.
No other procedure even came close to it. In fact, everything else like lip injections were way down. The question is, why were they so popular?
Kardashians.
Well, doctors have two theories, and the second theory is, yes, a lot of people watching reality TV, they did not name the Kardashians, but they said a lot of people watching TV and seeing how great people look on Instagram saying, hey, I want to do that too. Hey, I have extra money right now because I'm not going out a lot. I want butt implants. And the first theory was that people were just sitting all year worrying about, my butt's going to be flat, so they need a poop.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't really know much about butt implants, but the healing after the surgery is got to be painful because you can't sit,
it's a pain in the butt.
Solid Joe, you stole my line. You know, my friend Margie Muniz is way ahead of the curve, so to speak. She had butt implants years before I even knew butt implants existed. And I always made fun. I was like, do you know Margie's got butt implants?
Yeah.
And now it's like all the rage.
Are they like boob implants? Are they movable? Do they squish or are they like hard?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I wasn't that close to Margie Muniz.
Yesterday was a pretty big day for Jessica Alba. She owns The Honest Company, or it's just Honest. I shouldn't have put the in front of it. And it went public yesterday. She got nine figures. IPO raised $413 million. And Jessica owns more than 5.6 million shares. The stock was valued at $23 per share as of closing yesterday. So her share's worth $130 million.
Wow.
It's pretty dang good. She is the
her.
Founder and chief creative officer of The Honest Company. I don't know if you guys have ever used the product, maybe for babies.
Yeah, my wife for our kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real cute diapers, great cleaning products. I use her makeup because you can buy it at Target. And I'm cheap, but I like it.
I mean, well, just don't confuse the makeup with the diaper products.
Yeah, you're rubbing diaper rash cream on your cheeks.
For all of these stories, just text trending to 51993 and we'll be happy to send them to you. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. And when you text trending, we'll also send you back a link to download the Odyssey app. You should do it because that way you can listen at home as you're getting ready in the morning. Thank you so much for having us on.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Today is Cinco de Mayo, and that's right. You know, most Americans think Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day. But it's not. It's Guillermo. Should I explain?
Yeah, please. Okay, give me the honor. Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo is the day on which white people and their coworkers order margaritas at Chili's.
What would you do if your significant other wrote you a handwritten poem, try to play it off like he wrote it, only to find out that they were lyrics from a song?
Oh, that's awesome.
Alex is here. Say hi to Brielle.
Hi.
What's up, Brielle?
Hi.
So what about the guy you've been dating? He did this?
Yeah. He gave me this wonderful poem. It's so sweet. And I saw that it was handwritten. Like, who does that anymore? No one.
Yeah.
He gave me this handwritten poem. And I was reading through it. I just read through it all the time. It just makes me smile. And as I was looking at it, the more I looked, the more it seemed familiar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I started to realize, oh, wait, I know this. I definitely know this. And then I realized it's a song. It's literally a song. It's lyrics from an old song my dad used to play. My dad's like a big fan of this band, Chicago. And he used to play this song. And I specifically remembered it. And I just don't know what to do. I mean, it's such a sweet idea. But should I tell my boyfriend that I know it's a song?
Well, how about you read it to us first? I want you to read the poem.
This is playa.
In the way that you read it the first time around. In other words, like, you think that this is a poem. So can you read this for us?
Sure.
Okay.
It says, you know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever. And I want you here with me from tonight until the end of time. You should know, everywhere I go, always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul,
Baby, you're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration. Want to have you near me? I want to have you hear me saying, no one needs you more than I need you.
Wow. That is beautiful.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
He handwrote it. Yes. Oh, what a nice touch. God.
That is beautiful. But yes, you're right. It does sound a little familiar.
Your dad would love it.
Sounds a little something like this. You know our love was meant to be.
Oh my God.
And I want you here with me. From tonight until the end of time. You should know everywhere I go. Always on my mind. In my heart, in my soul. Baby, you're the meaning in
yes.
my life. You're the
question. Yeah. Is this the sweetest thing ever?
Uh-huh.
Or is he just a big dumb?
Both.
Should she call him out?
Okay, I'll tell you what she has to do.
Yeah,
Brielle,
go.
You have to do this. Okay, so you have to get home early before he gets home from work, and you have to turn off all the lights, and then you just have to turn on a lamp. Right when he walks in, you turn on the lamp, and then you turn on the music, and then you lip sync to the song, and then you're all dressed up, but you don't even say anything. You just full on commit and lip sync to the song back at him. It would be so funny. In a dark room with just a lamp on.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but
that's
it's awesome. Oh my gosh, it'd be so fun.
So this is your playful way of letting him know, I know it's from a
yeah.
song, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
Absolutely.
Check me out on this cute brown panties.
Yeah, because he kind of put himself out there.
Yeah.
Right, by writing down a song that you may or may not have known.
Right.
And he handwrote it. It's kind of fun. So, like, give it back to him. But have fun with it because you're now putting yourself out there by dancing and lip-syncing in the
this
dark.
This is something straight up that Dax Shepard would do, and Kristen Bell would respond oh. exactly like that.
100%.
That's why she loves Dax Shepard.
Totally,
bro. Kristen Bell, exactly.
His current record is 1,627 wins with just 129 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Chris Salmanderas, the president of the Round Rock Express, playing on behalf of Rika in Northwest Austin. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beach, Booker!
What's going on, guys?
Good morning. Well, Chris, we're very excited about opening day at the Dell Diamond. It is tonight.
Yeah. Hey, the weather's great. It's been over 600 days since we've played. We are so excited to have fans out here, and we've got about 6,000 tickets out. So hopefully we'll see you guys soon, but let's get ready to see if we can win this thing.
To me, the greatest sport to enjoy post-pandemic, because you get the entertainment of watching a baseball game, but baseball is a social game. You can
chit-chat with your friends.
Chit-chat with your friends, and you don't have
to
be
watch it all.
Glued to the game the yeah. entire time. It's great. And not only that, but there are post-game fireworks
what?
After the game tonight.
Yeah.
And on top of that, who better to beat Game 1 of the Round Rock Express but Oklahoma City?
It's the Dodgers affiliate. We're looking forward to it. Like you guys said, come out, have a hot dog, have a Bud Light, and just enjoy the night and watch the fireworks.
Alex, I know this is going to take a little bit of restraint because you're mm-hmm. a Dodgers fan, so, you know, what you going to do?
I'm still supporting my Round Rock Express, bro.
Alex is a Dodgers fan, but he's also a fan of, like, every other sport, so who knows?
Yeah. Chris needs me.
If someone hot started playing for a baseball team that he was into, he'd be their number
oh,
one
bro.
Fan.
Hey, well, look, you look good in a fitted hat, so when we play El Paso, the Chihuahuas, we're going to
yes.
try to get you out here. Hopefully baseball let us throw a first pitch, and you're my man for that day.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
Well,
see, now we're talking.
You don't,
woo!
No, because then Alex will talk about how he threw out his shoulder.
Oh,
I'm going to start training
sorry,
now.
Sorry, I can't throw because of my shoulder.
He can't do anything strenuous with
shoulder.
Us because of his shoulder from, like, 1993.
And I took him to work out once a year and a half ago, and he still complains. My shoulder still hurts.
All right, here's a cool thing. Chris Almendarez, the general manager of the Round on Rock Express is going to be playing Campy Booker against me on behalf of Rika in Northwest Austin. So, Chris, if you win, then she wins.
Nice.
Hey, we all win. We're going to try our best to see what we can do, and let's just make it happen.
All right, I'm going to leave right now. Sarah's going to unload. She's going to fire these balls at you, and whoever gets more right wins.
Good
ones.
Thank you.
All right, good luck, Chris.
I'm going to bring the heat with that first pitch, by the way. All right, Chris.
That's really sad.
Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Okay, question number one. Who won the World Series 2020?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
In a league of their own, what actor played the ladies' coach?
The ladies' coach,
well, the coach
was Tom Hanks.
Okay. Everybody Wants Some. That's a baseball movie. And
that's
it
great.
Is by what Austin director, also behind Dazed and Confused?
Rodriguez.
A-Rod and J-Lo are no more. He is famous for playing baseball. Can you name, if you want, all three teams that he played for in Major League Baseball?
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, that's a good one. Seattle Mariners, Texas Rangers, New York Yankees.
And finally, what baseball player dated all of these women? Vanessa Minnillo, Tyra Banks, Scarlett Johansson, Mariah Carey, Gabrielle Union, Jessica Alba, Minka Kelly, and Jessica Biel.
Oh, damn.
Derek Jeter, the number two shortstop for the New York Yankees.
All right, we'll bring him
that's
back in.
That's so awesome. Booker!
Oh, what a list.
That is just amazing.
Why do I have a feeling that Sarah cheated?
What? No,
not
she
cheated, but like, I mean, imagine that she.
Oh. Like tailored the
What's
questions.
What's the address for the Dell Diamond?
Yeah. Well, the first question is a gimme, bro.
It is a gimme. All four right, out go. Of five. He got four out of five.
What? Very good. Okay.
All right. Who won the World Series in 2020?
Oh, we were just talking about Alex's favorite Major League Baseball team next to the Texas Rangers.
For the season.
Course, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah. In a league of their own, what actor played their coach?
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
And the ballpark was shot in Evansville, Indiana.
Was it really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's about random. That?
Everybody Wants Some is a great baseball movie by what Austin director, also behind Dazed and Confused?
Never seen it in my... Everybody Wants Some?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a good movie, Chris?
I like it.
It is a good movie. I just... I now, after I said my answer, I know what the real answer is. So,
and
man, it's crushing me.
You know who's in it? And it freaks me out. So, you know...
Richard Linklater, by the way.
Yeah, so Goldie Hawn and what's her partner's name?
Kurt Russell.
So, you know, Kate Hudson is the daughter of Goldie Hawn, but not the child of Kurt Russell. But
right.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell had a child together, and he's in this movie. And he so perfectly looks equally like both
are
of them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he really
That's
does.
Funny.
It's awesome. A-Rod and J-Lo are no more. Can you name what teams he played for
this
in Major League Baseball? There were three.
I have to name all three?
Of course.
No way. The Yankees, of course. The Mariners. And I don't know the other one.
Texas Rangers. And
bro!
Oh, no!
I mean, he signed
I'm
that
sorry,
deal.
Chris.
I mean, bro, he's just disrespected like the person having a party in his house. Bro, I mean.
I'm so sorry.
Finally, name the baseball player that dated all these women. Vanessa
yeah.
Minnillo, Tyra Banks, Scarlett Johansson, Mariah Carey, Gabrielle Union, Jessica Alba, Minka Kelly, Jessica Biel.
Holy crap.
I know, dude. It's so
wow.
good.
Wow.
Such a.
Wow.
By the way, I saw this guy, and I know I always tell this story, but dude, I saw him in action giving a massage to Minka Kelly at a gym in downtown Austin.
Yeah, don't you feel there's a lot of crossover between him and John Mayer? Like, they could really talk.
I mean, I couldn't, and he's not even that good looking. And he was wearing shower sandals.
Derek Jeter. He's not that good looking.
He's not that good looking.
He wasn't. Sarah, are you being serious? Like, you agree with me?
I don't think he's.
No,
I don't either.
I don't
think he's good looking.
Yeah, but when you're one of the best, wouldn't you say he's one of the best to ever play the game, Chris?
Yes, he's Mr. Clutch. He was the guy that played shortstop, the position better than most people could, and just a great player.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I take it back. Derek Jeter is kind of cute. He has pretty eyes. I'm looking at him right now.
Hey, we tied.
I take it
y'all
back.
Tied.
Yes, we tied.
Nice. So she wins.
Rika wins.
Hey.
Congratulations, Rika.
Good job.
Thank you, guys.
And you win, too, because baseball is back in Austin and Round Rock, Texas. It is the Round Rock Express who are undefeated.
Hey, kind of like me and you're undefeated, you know? We're both, we tied. It's like kissing your sister, right?
That's exactly right. All right, Chris, well, thank you for coming on with us. You're such a great dude, and we're very, very excited. I know you're beyond thrilled to have baseball back in Round Rock.
We're excited, man. Hope to see you guys as soon as we can. So y'all let me know when you want to come out. You guys are always VIP. So look forward to seeing Alex throw that first pitch out.
Oh, well, yeah. Best believe Alex will be in the house for the Chihuahuas.
I'm in.
All right, coming up next with Booker, Alex, and Sarah. It's our most popular segment, Waiting by the Phone Poll, trying to figure out how come he got ghosted by Kristen. And this one takes a sharp turn. You don't want to miss Waiting by the Phone, Paul and Kristen. That's up next right here on Mix 94.7 and always streaming on demand, too, in the very, very cool Odyssey app.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Always a reason, and we're here to get to the bottom of it. Can you handle the truth?
Hey.
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Paul.
Hi.
What's up, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning, y'all. How are you?
Paul, we're doing great, and we're going to do even better once we figure out why you got ghosted. But first, tell us a backstory, if you would.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, you know, I've been using the dating apps. It seems like the only way to meet people these days. And my, you know, my go-to move is, like, I don't want to spend time messaging. I'm not looking for a pen pal. So I like to jump right into, like, let's get out. Let's meet for a drink. Let's get together, right? Mm-hmm. And I met Kristen, and we got together for drinks. And I thought we had a fun time. She asked a lot of great questions. She seemed really into me and my past and all that stuff. And we had a fun time and never heard from her. I've tried calling her. She doesn't call back. I sent some text messages. I don't hear back from her. And I'm bummed because she's beautiful, man. I really liked her.
Well, we always find it best just to skip past the speculation phase and just jump straight to calling them. So let's give her a ring and see if we can figure it out.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. Sorry that happened to you, Paul. Let's call Kristen.
That's all right. I'm nervous now.
I know.
Hello?
Hi, Kristen. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. I know this is a lot this early in the morning, but we're calling you to try to get some answers here. We're helping out Paul with a segment we do called Waiting by the Phone, and Paul reached out to us because he said that you guys went out on a great date, and he had some really, really nice things to say about you, but also said that you have kind of disappeared. Just want to let you know we're not trying to make you look bad or anything. We're just trying to help him get some answers, mediate a conversation. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to talk to us?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I'll talk to you.
Good. Well, let's just start with, did you have fun on the date?
Not really.
Do you mind sharing why?
Well, because Paul's a big old liar.
In what way?
Okay, so I show up for drinks. Thinking that I'm going to be going out with the guy that I saw on the app.
Uh-huh.
Cute guy, really attractive. I get there. The person I met was, let me put it this way. He said he's 38 years old.
Okay.
He is much more likely 47, 48, quite possibly even 50, maybe even over 50.
Oh, my gosh.
Not
wow.
38 years old.
Paul, be honest, how old are you?
I'm 38. Just turned 38 last year.
Now, why do you think otherwise? Can you tell us why you think he's older? Does he just look older?
Yeah.
Well, he was old. The skin around his neck was old.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a telltale.
He had those old spots. He has those old spots on his arm.
Yeah. No matter what kind of work you have done, there are two ways that you can always tell. This is especially true for women, but both for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
The neck and the hands.
The hands for sure. How have they not perfected that?
I don't know. They'll get to a point.
I feel like they're just going to have new skin sleeves. You can
put. Oh, dude, that'd be what's up.
Just slip into the sleeve real quick. like to take a blow dryer.
I think what she's asking, do you turn 38 every year, and you've turned 38 every year for the past 10 years?
That's a good question, Sarah.
I like that, Sarah.
A lot of people do that. Did you? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, did you turn 38 last year and the year before that?
I did not. Look, I was born in 1982.
Okay, so that will make you.
This is how old I am. I'm sorry she didn't think I looked.
No,
like
82
my picture,
would
but.
Make you. If you turned. Okay, hold
get your
on.
Calculator,
hold
bro.
On.
Get the calculator.
No, that's
wait,
true.
Hold on.
That works.
No. It does not. Because if he was born in 1982, that would mean that he is Yeah, turning 39. That's exactly.
I mean, born October 82.
So wait, why don't we just look at his ID?
Well, we can't look at it, but didn't you just ask him to see his ID? Like,
that's a great question.
I asked him. He wouldn't show it to me.
No, he's lying.
Oh, man.
You know what's real creepy? The creepy part is that he's got all of his dates memorized. He told me when he was born. He told me when he graduated high school. He told me when he went to college. He's got all of his dates perfectly lined up, but he's not 38.
In fairness, I mean, if those dates are accurate, then of course he has them memorized.
Right.
Don't you know when you graduated high school or when you graduated college? I don't know if you went to college, Kristen. We didn't get that far, but, like, I know.
Poor dude.
He needs to take a picture of his ID and send it to her if it's real.
Well.
Case closed.
Look, I didn't show her my ID. Look, it's got my address. I'm like, we don't know each other that well. I'm not going to pull out my ID and show her all my stuff. It seemed a little weird to me.
Would that even make a difference at this point to you, Kristen?
His picture on that website is at least 10 years old.
Yep.
I was actually flagging him on the site.
Oh, dang, that's cold.
Because he is 100% lying. He is lying.
Wow.
I just feel at this point that there's nothing you could do or say that would convince her otherwise. Like, even if he did take a photo, she would be like, well, look, he doctored his photo.
Exactly.
Yeah. But now I just want to know if he's telling the truth. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I mean, Krista is convinced otherwise. So you're steadfast that there's not going to be another day, Kristen, yeah?
He's close to 50.
Oh,
okay.
I'm 38 years old. I'm sorry if I don't look like every other 38-year-old out there.
In fairness, you do sound a little older than 38.
Bro, that's so rude. Would you ever tell that to a woman?
Ageism.
No, absolutely. Never. I'm sorry it worked out like this, Paul.
And if you're not 38 and you're lying, just say your age next time.
Mm-hmm.
It's always best to be honest.
It's true.
All right. Don't flag me, though.
Look at him.
I guess I'm worried about getting flagged. He's got to go back.
I know. He needs to find another.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Boy, I don't know what it is about John Mayer, but this dude has just got it.
He's the man.
Like, on the surface, you would think there's not a whole lot there. And then when you start scratching it, it's like, wow. You know, he's always been dating mega hot stars.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he's funny and charming and talented and can play a bunch of different things. And just so happened, he met a fan about 16 years ago, and he refused to take a photo with her. This was back in 2005. And to make up for it, he wrote a song for the fan to apologize for his behavior back in 05.
Oh, that was cocky John Mayer back then.
That was cocky John Mayer. A guy named Brian Burns had tweeted a photo of his mom from 2005 being turned away from a photo op with John by his manager. John saw the tweet and felt bad about it, so he went to TikTok to do a special birthday song and apologize for the snub.
Christine, even though it may I was mean.
Oh my God.
I was probably on my way to a thing. Hell, anyway, weren't those the days? Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Chromatic challenge.
Wow. So, I would die. Dude, I would die.
How cool.
Brian then responded with his mom's voicemail reaction.
This is just insane. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just made my year. I had the best birthday weekend ever with everyone. And then this is just, I'm walking on air. This is just great.
So, if you have a bad interaction with a celebrity, give them the benefit of the doubt, because we all have bad days.
Absolutely.
You never know what's going to happen.
It's like Dave Matthews Band for me, man. It's like I loved them, and then I asked if I could meet them, if they did meet and greets. And years ago, someone said, Dave's kind of, they're kind of like the Beatles. They don't really want to do meet and greets. I'm like, what?
But no, that's good. It's good because you love them so much. You do not want to meet them and take the chance of being disappointed.
Good point.
So just keep it all in your head. Like, okay, there are a couple of celebrities that I never want to meet.
Okay.
Because I don't ever want to have a bad interaction with them. Okay. It will ruin everything.
So keep it like it is. Okay.
Justin Timberlake, I never want to meet him.
Oh, my God. That'd
be great. I've seen him. He's walked right in front of me before, but I never want to spend time with him in person because I think he's such an awesome. Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah, bro. Good point.
I love Bruno Mars so much. I do not want to meet him because I do not want it to. Although I don't think he would ever ruin any. I think he is so cool all the time that we'll never. But there are other people. Yeah, for sure.
I got to do a meet and greet with Justin Timberlake, but hold on. It was one of those. It was one of those ones that you literally.
You dropped it.
Yeah, I did.
Pick up the name.
Okay,
please.
Sorry. Thanks. But it was literally one of those ones that you walk up and in 0.0 seconds take a picture and walk away. So there was no interaction. Mm. But he was so soft and he smelled so good. That's all I remember.
Wait, touched him?
No, my skin grazed his arm. It was like a baby's butt. And then he smelled so good. And I just remember this amazing smell.
The smell of Monty, Sarah.
And I don't have the picture because whoever took the picture never texted it to me. And I don't even have proof.
Oh, dude. Well,
if there's no picture, it didn't happen.
But I remember the touch.
True that. If you're waiting for your kids to start liking vegetables, don't hold your breath. Because it may not happen until, several years since they've moved out of the house. I have a 6-year-old, and I'm going to tell you guys, it's like so hard to get him to like certain foods.
Yeah.
Like, he loved broccoli when he was 4, hates it now, won't even touch it. I'm like, why? And I try to put ranch on it. Like, I try to hook it up. Like, he don't even like ranch. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, well, maybe he'll come back around. But after reading the stat, the average person doesn't start embracing foods until they're at least 22 years old. Now, embracing foods that they didn't like as a kid.
Why?
Or growing
is there a
up.
Reason why? Because I have a theory.
Go ahead, share your theory.
Yeah, share your theory.
Okay. My theory is that when they're about 22, that's when they are in the real world and they have jobs and they're going out with coworkers, and their coworker is like, hey, let's go try this restaurant. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And then their coworker orders something like broccoli and they're like, yeah, me too. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, it is good. Oh, okay.
As a kid, and I know we bring up Brussels sprouts all the time in this room, but as a kid, Brussels sprouts were just bleh, like whatever, bland to me. But as an adult, they're done up just awesome. Well, and it's like, wow. And
it's probably
beets as well. Like, I remember I had like some food trucks had beets and I'm like, what? I would never eat that in my life. And then until now, it's just amazing. Now I like the stuff that I hated.
Well, I don't know about Lupe Franco, but my mom, for instance, would make Brussels sprouts out of a frozen bag.
Oh, yeah.
Boil them. Yep. And they had no seasoning, no flavor.
Awful,
they were just
right?
boring, old, gross Brussels sprouts.
Mush.
And Brussels sprouts. Yeah, mush. Exactly. And Brussels sprouts. Sprouts now are so amped up. They're amazing.
So amazing. I would tell my mom, like, they don't taste like anything. She's like, just put some butter on it, mijo. And so I'd have butter sprouts. It was gross.
Butter sprouts. And don't mention beets. Mention beets. My mom's philosophy was take any leftovers and throw in some eggs and you have an omelet, because she loved omelets. It was her favorite thing. She loved omelets. So one day I come to eat and there are pink eggs sitting on a plate.
Oh, my God.
She had leftover beets.
Bro.
And she put some eggs in them.
Brad
and,
Booker.
And that's what I had to eat. I'll never in my life look at beets ever again.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh my gosh, Siri's on this. Sorry. Did you hear that?
Even Siri's disgusted.
Today is the day Broadway is going on sale. Now, I can't find a single Broadway ticket yet on sale,
yes.
But today they're officially allowed to go on sale. New York governor, not the city, but the state, Sarah, Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday that shows will resume on September 14th. And here's what I know. About 30 shows are currently planning to begin performances before the end of 2021. And among the first to go on sale will be The Phantom of the Opera, which is Broadway's longest running show. Those tickets will go on sale Friday in anticipation of returning shows October 22nd. The big three shows out were Hamilton, Lion King, and Wicked. Those were like the three huge shows before Broadway shut down. They're going to announce next week that they expect to reopen in mid-September. Also opening in September so far, we know Chicago, American Utopia, and Disney's Aladdin.
Broadway in Austin in December with Hamilton.
Hamilton!
For these stories and more, text trending to 51993. We'll send them to you, plus a link on how you can download the Odyssey app to listen to us at home. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 94.7. Good morning.